to fix. Go to bootcamp at majorgeeks.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. Power your company with the most recognized name in energy. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. The switch is on. USA DataNet. Offering a variety of phone and internet services. Find out more at usadatanet.com. Content Watch. Internet filtering, spam, and pop-up blocking for home and business. Try it out at contentwatch.com. Now, here they are.
I'm a geek.
Basically, he was a geek.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
The Technology Geeks.
Hey, the party has just begun. What were we doing? Were we talking? Were our mics on, all of them, or... No? Okay. Well, no one heard that then. Hey, I'm Mike Rao, host of MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks, right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL. Off tour. I was away for a couple of weeks doing a little comedy, I guess.
I meant to give him a hard time about that. Let me explain something to you. If you're not going to be here on the radio show,
yes,
you better be a little farther away than Cortland.
Well, I was headed to Ithaca, and I had to do publicity for a radio station down there.
Okay, it's pretty much
right at
the same.
Well, but it was right at the same time as this show was on the air. I had to go into a radio studio and do publicity.
Why? I'm like 12 minutes away, man.
Well, what about, if for those of you who are wondering, that's Tim and Jim, also known as Larry and Curly.
hey, Mo!
We are here to talk about technology at some point, but yes, I was on a downstate tour last week. I was in beautiful Cortland in Ithaca, and down around, what is it, Bill, who calls in from Groton a lot there, does our air check down there, make sure we're going okay. I was down in his neck of the woods. I didn't see him at either show. It was Bring Your Own Teeth night, so he probably couldn't make it. I'm making fun of people in Cortland. They loved it, though, because they didn't get any of the hick jokes at all.
Well, Cortland's where the toothbrush was invented.
Yeah, because why?
Otherwise, it would have been called the teeth brush.
Yeah. Ka-da-bing bing. Okay.
Where's our drum roll?
Hey, what are we going to talk about this week? Well, we talked a few weeks ago when Jim wasn't here because he's not qualified. Tim and I were here talking about computer hardware and computer equipment and what you should get and what you should look out for. We need to do the same thing for must-have software on your computer. We haven't done that yet, have we?
Didn't we go over that last week?
Yeah, we did, but Mike wasn't here because
he was in Tully.
That's what you did last week?
We don't really... quite remember what we do. Last week was
Maximum PC Week.
Yeah, we did that.
Last week was busy. Maximum PC, CNY, PC Users Group.
I think we did software, we did hardware, we did...
All right, well, we're going to have a little deja vu.
We did a little song and dance. That was fun, too.
What?
I mean, without you, we get a lot done.
very productive hour. We couldn't even get to the phone calls.
Yeah. All right, I'll do the jokes. Okay, we're going to have our Geek of the Week software pick. Website of the Week, which is pretty funny. Announcements, we've got a couple of announcements. Of course, your calls at 421-9325, 421-WFBL. But right now... as always, let's do the world of technology news with Tim.
Yeehaw. And as you've heard this week, I'm sure everybody's heard about this now, the new file-killing worm that was supposed to launch, was it Friday?
The Kama Sutra.
The Kama Sutra. One Italian city's government actually shut its computers down as a precaution. Nice job. But a file-destroying computer worm otherwise caused relatively little damage when it triggered worldwide Friday. Hundreds of thousands of computers were believed to be infected, but many companies and individuals had time to clean up their machines this week after security vendors and media outlets warned of the Kama Sutra worm, which is a great thing because for once everybody was prepared before it came.
Yay!
Yes. Well, you know, and it's another thing. You know, I look out for this kind of stuff because I have a lot of clients or customers, whatever those things are, real important people. And what you usually do is you check because the sun comes up in the east. So you just keep looking at the wire services and see if anybody's reporting the problem in Asia or in Europe. So you've got a pretty good window of time. We did this, I learned this trick in for year 2000. We did exactly the same thing. Wanted to see how significant the problems were going to be to our infrastructure and stuff. A couple of phone systems went down in Sweden. Nothing happened in China or, you know, well, they don't have any technology. But in Asia and in Japan, very, very little happened. So, you know, same kind of thing. So it's a good way to see, like when the Da Vinci worm or virus came out, that one was going to kill everybody, and you could see it coming. Yeah. It was sweeping across Europe, and we're like, okay, shut everything down. Let's get protected.
you ever just zone out? I just did that.
Did you?
I have no idea what you're talking about for the last solid minute.
Oh, went to the Bahamas for something, did you? Yeah. You're back now,
I'm back, yeah.
Okay, what's the next story?
MySpace.com is the subject of a sex assault probe. This is something parents should really be watching.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if you watched, was it, where they trade mothers?
Trading spouses.
Yeah, there you go. And
wow, those are some scary things that happen on that.
Well, the one girl was 12 years old, and she had pictures of her in little skimpy bikinis.
Oh, my
all
God.
All over her MySpace account. And apparently the father didn't know about it, but the mother did.
Yikes.
And it's pretty scary. But this is the type of things going on. These girls.
The mother did?
The mother said she did, yeah.
What a dumb thing to do.
There you go.
I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
Well, my mom was there, and she knew about
Police are investigating whether as many as 7 teenage girls have been sexually assaulted by men they met through the popular website MySpace.com. We're looking at ages 12 to 16. They're from Middletown, and say they were either fondled or had consensual sex with men who turned out to be older than they claimed.
Yeah, people need to be aware of the fact that one out of five, well, let's do this, one out of four people are exposed to, you know, graphic sexual content on the Internet that they're not looking for. These are kids under the age of 18, I believe. And then children under the age of 16 or 16 or under, one in five is sexually propositioned on the Internet.
Yep.
20%. That means your kids, if you're not watching them, are exposed to these kinds of things. MySpace is a big one. You know, I think it needs to be monitored. I think what's going to happen is I did a prediction when I did my radio rounds this past week. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this? I think that some big tragedy is going to occur, unfortunately. And that's when the government's going to wake up and say, well, yeah, we do have to do something about this.
There's thousands of little tragedies going on every day.
Something that the press really gets a hold of, you know.
This is really tough because the MySpace.com, nobody saw it coming. And I think they've got somewhere around over 50 million registered users now.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody saw it coming. It was created by a college guy. It's actually a very cool site. It's like a networking site. You go in there, you put your picture on there, you put your interests on there, you connect with friends, they can leave messages on your spot, you can have your own blog for those who don't know what this is. It's actually a pretty neat idea.
Absolutely.
But with anything with children, it has to be regulated, but you've got to keep your eye out for what they're doing on there.
Mm-hmm.
Just because in the course of meeting people, anytime you put together a type of networking site, the parasites are out there as well. And this is what the story is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think parents need to be on a lookout on it. We'll get into this a little bit later. I did my predictions for the year. I waited till February to do my 2006 prediction.
It gives you a month leeway.
Yeah, well, I figure let the other guys get it out of the way. And then when I do a little syndicated thing during the week. So when I go on various radio and television stations and talk about what I want to talk about, I said, well, I waited till February to do mine. Get the other guys out of the way. I have more important things to do. And my predictions are so important. I want to make sure they don't get muddled up with other guys' predictions.
It takes a full month to really predict it out.
There you go.
Symantec plans to introduce a security product later this year that will take on Microsoft's forthcoming Windows One Care and Vista security technology. It will be codenamed Genesis and will integrate components of Symantec's current security, PC optimization, and backup products.
And it'll be delivered on 20 DVDs.
Says it'll be sold on a subscription basis and will require an initial one-year agreement. Pricing has not yet been determined. They could have a great catch line for that. It's Symantec's all-in-one suite. Only slows your computer down half as much as previously. Thank you. There's my drum roll.
Hey.
I'm waiting for somebody to come out with a security suite that, you know, unplugs your network cable.
It sounds interesting.
100% secure. Just unplug the cable.
I'd like to see Symantec come back and put out a decent product again, because back in the day, they had great products.
Yeah, they did, but it's real bloatware now.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I'd like to see them wrap these things up. I mean, who knows? Maybe there'll be a decent set of tools, because this sounds like they're doing quite a bit of coding from the ground up. They're saying
it's not
a suite or a bundle of tools, but a single integrated software application.
And they're right on the cutting edge. Microsoft, we're going to give it away for free.
Yeah.
And Symantec, you can buy ours.
Microsoft's going to charge.
Are they going to charge?
They're charging for OneCare. They're not charging. That's where the confusion is. They're not charging for anti-spyware.
Not only that, but I think Symantec's got a leg up on both antivirus and backup solutions to Microsoft by a lot. So
that's true.
it's probably going to be worth buying, you know, if you're serious about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, just the home hobbyist, the one car is probably going to be good enough for you, but if you're serious about right. what you're doing, you Symantec's got to leg up on all the products.
I love the all-in-one suites. I just like to see somebody get one right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, hey, we'll have the reviews ready when it comes out. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will, we're a little bit later in the show. We'll have our feature all about software, must-have software for your computer. We'll have our Geek of the Week software pick, website of the week, our announcements,
and
of course, your
phone.
Calls. And, they just hung up. How do you like that?
Call
and,
back, man.
And
we'll
Mike will
you.
Be dancing a river dance.
Oh, gosh.
We will have your calls. We will take your calls when we come back. They will always come first.
421-9325-421.
WFBL. Tony, I guess, was on the phone. Tony from Baldwinsville, give us a call back, 421-9325. We'll be back. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks, right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
We'll have more of your calls in a moment after we defrag the phone system. It's the Technology Geeks on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone.
To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
With the retail deregulation of electricity over the past several years, it makes sense for your company to purchase their energy from a third-party supplier. If your business does not choose a third-party supplier, the only alternative is to purchase your energy from your local utility under the rates the utility charges. You don't get to negotiate with your local utility to try and get the best price. You pay what they say. New York Energy is your customer-oriented solution to the turmoil in the deregulated energy market. Con Edison Solutions chose New York Energy to manage and deliver their energy at upstate New York. That's right, Con Ed Solutions, the company that provides energy and industry-leading service at the best possible price, can be your energy provider. New York Energy, backed by the financial strength and stability of Con Edison Solutions, can power your company. If you want the best in power for the best value, you need to call New York Energy right now at 866-815-2343, 866-815-2343, or visit them on the web at nyenergy.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions, the right choice to power your business.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Oh, look at that computer. That's the way you do it.
That's the way you do what?
I don't know.
Yes, there we go.
That's the way you do it.
421-9325, 421-WFBL. Call us. We had some calls earlier, but I guess we talked too long, so they hung up on us. We will take your calls, we promise. We just have to wait. We have to get the news out because people clamor for that kind of stuff. Our feature this week, we're going to talk about operating systems, antivirus, web browsers, and neat tools for your computer. We've got our Geek of the Week software pick, website of the week, our announcements. And again, your calls at 421-9325. And Jim's doing the river dance over there. What the heck are you doing over there?
Just playing with Gus's board drive.
Yeah, you're one heck of a dancer from the ankles down, basically.
I'm excited to test Gus's blood pressure.
Uh-oh, what did you just break?
Oops.
Okay, hey, let's get back to what we were talking about there.
What were we talking about?
I don't remember.
Oh, you want to do a couple more?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Zone Labs Monday announced that online advertising software purveyor 180 Solutions has voluntarily dismissed a lawsuit filed in November 2005 against the internet security company. A lot of people are familiar with 180 Solutions. They're installing browser hijacks and other kinds of malware. Well, this particular suit sought to force Zone Labs to alter the way its Zone Alarm software labeled technologies utilized by the Zango and 180 search assistance programs. 180 Solutions did not offer any reason for dismissing the suit in the paperwork filed to court, and there was no negotiated settlement. So nobody knows what's going on. They just dropped it.
Oops, we're sorry.
That's okay. Well,
never mind.
I don't know what happened with that.
They did an Emily Latella.
You know.
Probably couldn't afford to keep going at it.
Now this,
hopefully that means they're dead.
Hopefully. Yes. Yeah, I'm hoping they couldn't afford it. Yeah.
Zango, anybody sees that kind of stuff on your computer, you're in big trouble.
And
get it off.
Buy a new computer.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of which, there's a website out there. The links are on thetechnologygeeks.com to both of these websites. Website, I just love the name anyway, boingboing.net. he's popped up a couple of times, and he says there's a program called Starforce. It's an anti-copying program that some games covertly install when you install the game. The problem with that is the software causes system instability and crashes. The company that makes Starforce refuses to address the damage their software causes.
It sounds like Microsoft makes it. Computer instability and crashes.
Well, rather than address, they just say they blame the people on whom their malware has been forced. According to our research, those users that do not run into compatibility problems are beginner level hackers that try to go around our protection system. So basically they're saying people trying to get around our protection system are newbies, and the system instability and crashes are your problem.
Yeah.
Oh, it's your fault.
Your fault.
Naturally, this got followed up. Starforce sent them a letter to cease and desist, or they were going to sue them. Of course, they laughed at it and just posted the letter. Apparently, this company has done the same thing with CNET and some other companies where they had similar letters. But on thetechnologygeeks.com, there is a link to not just the boingboing.net, but glop.org/Starforce. This has a list of the games that installs this, and they're probably games that it sounds like you might want to avoid.
Yeah, because otherwise you'll have crashes on your computer, and they'll blame you for causing them, apparently.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Yeah, it is. Wow. It's a little lull in the show. 421-9325, 421-WFBL is the number to call. A few weeks ago, we talked about computer equipment, computer hardware, what's the must things to have. This week, I want to talk about, have us all talk about, excuse me, because then you guys will just clam up and make me go along.
Right.
Operating systems, and antivirus web browsers, anti-spyware, neat tools that you should have on your computer.
What didn't we cover last week on that?
Did you do this? I thought you were just kidding.
Did we go through all this or no?
I don't remember either. Honest to God.
All right, we'll start at the top of the operating
system. Well, to the next break, let's play back last week's show and see what's going on.
We're going to a best of in a hurry.
Well, let's work from the bottom up. What kind of neat tools should people have on their computer over and above the antivirus, anti-spyware operating systems? You know, Crap Cleaner is something we talk about, or CCleaner a lot. What does that do exactly?
That will take all of your temporary internet files and any files really on your computer that you do not need. It is more aggressive than the built-in Microsoft disk cleaning tool, which is very, very
bland.
Not aggressive.
Yeah.
But it's still safe. You basically have to install the program, click run, and close it. It's a good thing to do before you defragment your hard drive, because in a lot of cases, people could have 8 gigs of temporary internet files if they're set to their default settings. And there's no point in defragmenting your hard drive with all these temporary files on there. So this is almost a must-do before you defragment, which you should be doing on average every week or two, depending on how much you use.
Yeah.
So CCleaner is a must-have. You can find that on MajorGeeks.com in the drive cleaners, by the way.
Yeah, not only that, CCleaner is kind of cool at picking up viruses and certain spywares will hide in strange areas of your computer.
Yes.
In the temporary files, in the Windows prefetch, which is a kind of nasty little thing. It'll clean all that up before it becomes a problem or help you when it does become a problem.
Now, another thing people find very cool, they have a computer at home and they're at work and they want to get on their computer at home. Well, XP Home Edition really doesn't afford you that ability without this invitation that you have to send out.
Mm-hmm.
So there are other remote programs, and I use VNC, but there's another one that you guys recommend for remote control. Is it VNC or?
I use VNC.
Jeez, my personality is making up your mind today.
I had to think about it for a second. I'm like, okay, a lot of people know my IP address, and did I change the port on that? So I can't be
quiet.
I didn't want to give away which one I was using off the bat on the air. But, yeah, I use VNC. It's really good.
Isn't it called Ultra at VNC or something?
Mm-hmm. Ultra at, yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that I find it advantageous is, you don't have to set up your mail browsers on. If you're going to multiple computers, you can have your email on one computer and just go get it on that computer. Right. And that's one big convenience. The other thing is keeping files stored. It's like kind of like having a server, your own personal server. Your files can be in one place, and that can be the place where you kind of keep everything safe. And then if you need copies of them somewhere else, you can always get to that computer, because it has an always-on internet connection, and you can dial into that computer remotely. Works very, very quickly. File transfers are internet speed, of course, but everything else is like being there, right?
Absolutely, and it depends on your connection from where you're at. But I've used it all over the U.S. And used login from the hotel to my PC at home, and it's an awesome thing. It's the best one I've used, the most stable one I've used that is free. There are some pay ones that you can.
Yeah, like that go to my PC, which is kind of cool. But I was in Cortland, like I said, so far away
you
from
were?
Home. Yeah, last Saturday and Friday. And
so proud of his long trip to Cortland.
Yeah. I needed to get something off the web, and they only had dial-up in the hotel. I had brought my laptop with me, but dial-up is so slow. So I said, well, wait a minute. Let me try something. So I remote desktoped into my computer at home. And actually my computer at the office, and it was very fast, even over dial-up, because it's just sending the screens over. And I said, well, gee, I got high-speed internet on this computer. Let me try using the high-speed internet on my computer at the office over dial-up from the – I don't know if people could follow along with this. Yeah. And it was great.
Absolutely.
So I had high-speed internet even over dial-up. And I was thinking of how to come up with a commercial for that, because that's just a great
cool.
– can't get high-speed internet? Steal it from somebody else's computer.
Yeah, that's the way I log in. I'm using both my high speed at home, plus I've got shell accounts that I've got on all our web servers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm surfing on the back of T3s through all these things. I don't even know where I am most of the time.
Well, with the big advantages, I'm carrying around a laptop, as you do. It minimizes the amount of software I really need on that laptop.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I have internet access, I can get to the computer that really has all the stuff I need on it, all the muscle I need, that kind of stuff.
That's the big reason I went to it, because that way, if I lose my laptop, I don't have all the server passwords, FTP passwords.
So you wouldn't mind if that thing kind of disappeared, huh?
No, it's insured.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Speaking of neat tools, one thing we probably don't talk much about, I believe I added to the miscellaneous section, a program called Snarfer. It's an RSS
Snarfer
reader. So basically what you can do is, if you browse a lot of websites, or if you have more websites than you can browse, these programs will read RSS feeds, Major Geeks has them, and basically it'll show you all the headlines for all the websites you want. And then you can click the headline and read it right there inside this little program.
No kidding.
Or move on and go to the website. RSS feeds are a big, big thing. They're hot right now. There's 100 of these programs out there. This one happens to be free. So I hate to say it, but you wouldn't even have to go to Major Geeks unless you wanted something there. You can just click it and read the articles, and you see something you want, you can jump in.
Yeah.
It's a great way to actually, if you visit 30 websites a day, you can cut your time down to 15 by just quickly browsing through what's new. And
wow.
Yep. Some of the browsers, like the Maxthon browser, the new Internet Explorer 7, has news readers built right in, and it auto detect, if you set it in the options, it'll auto detect that there's an RSS feed, and you can automatically subscribe.
And then it sets it to a sidebar, and then it monitors the website. So
for changes.
There's a new article, it just pops it into your sidebar.
Well, funny you should bring that up. One of my predictions for this new year, 2006, is that this will be the year of the RSS feed, that there will be all kinds of RSS browsers, things like that, and the web and websites will become more homogenous through this RSS browser, where you just kind of make up your own website where you want to see what you want to see.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And go ahead.
On that point, let me remind you that a Internet Explorer 7 beta popped up on the internet. We've got it on our website.
Ooh.
But I would not recommend using it. It's primarily for web developers to test their websites for functionality. If you're really curious, you can get it run, but there's no guarantee that you're going to be able to get the thing reversed cleanly because it is Internet Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
I used it. I wasn't happy with some of the bugs. It was a little too difficult to deal with right now in its current stage, so I went back to Maxathon, which is obviously on top of the IE7 core now.
Yeah.
Which works fine. I'm happy with that, but there's some different things in there. It's a great thing to play with if you're curious, but just be forewarned that you may be stuck with it.
So you may get hurt by taking a little peek ahead.
Yeah, but it's pretty neat. It's fun to play with.
Okay, we're going to take our bottom of the hour break. When we come back, I think we'll flip off of this subject. If you, you guys, our minds are right in the gutter.
Thank you.
We're going to get off of this. No, never mind. We're going to change subjects, and we're going to talk about... Well, we'll do predictions. We'll do the predictions. That's what I did this week. That's what I'm prepared for. So I'll do it on my own show. What the heck? We'll talk about predictions for 2006, what you can expect to find in the world of technology. Also, we'll have the Geek of the Week software pick, where we can tease Jim a little bit.
If he's prepared.
If he's prepared. Well, that's why we tease him, because he's always prepared. And then our website of the week, and some announcements. And, of course, your calls at 421-9325-421-WFBL. We won't keep you on hold for 25 minutes like we usually do. We'll take your calls right away. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks, right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
The Technology Geeks want to remind you that if you're having trouble tuning in the program, try restarting your radio. More with the Technology Geeks is coming up on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Okay, maggots, this is your Major, Major Geek, and I'm here to explain to you sorry excuses for computer users how to get great tools to improve your computer's performance for free. Go to my boot camp at MajorGeeks.com. If you need virus protection or you want to get rid of those spies stealing information from your computer, get it from the Geek. MajorGeek.com gives you great software to try for free. Now, I know in the past you've been soft, going to them computer stores, shelling out your hard-earned dough for those pretty software boxes you see, only to find what's on the outside is not what's on the inside. Those days are over. At my site, MajorGeeks.com, you get safe, tested, geek-reviewed software from hundreds of software publishers, and you get to try it before you buy it. Now listen here, maggots. If you don't want to be a book private all your life, I order you to get to MajorGeeks.com. Spell it for me, soldier.
MajorGeeks.com.
I can't hear you.
Is that monthly internet bill starting to really break the bank? When you can surf the internet for $9.95, why would you ever pay more? That's right. At USA DataNet, you get unlimited internet access for only $9.95. There's no setup fees, you get unlimited email addresses, and a high-speed dial-up connection. With USA DataNet, you receive the same fast, reliable internet service you get with a big-name provider, but for a fraction of the cost. And those aren't the only features USA DataNet offers. There are no contractual commitments, and USA DataNet provides a friendly, full, technical support team to answer any of your questions. So now, you can get the same internet for a much better deal. Go to usadatanet.com to sign up today. See for yourself why so many people are turning to USA DataNet for their internet service. Don't delay and keep throwing your money away. Go to usadatanet.com and join today. USA DataNet, the same internet for a much better deal.
And we are back with a February edition of MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks. A warm February. The cold weather is coming. They keep saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting. Probably June sometime we'll get it when we don't need it.
First day of spring, big blizzard.
Last through August.
Oh, boy, if this is global warming, I'm ready. That's all I got to say.
That's what I was saying. I want to start a new political party that's pro-global warming. I think we could win in New York.
Yeah, it's a good chance. 421-9325-421-WFBL if you want to join the party. No, if you have a computer question or a computer problem. Hey, let's get our announcements out of the way. The Central New York PC Users Group meeting will be held Monday, February 6th. At the Liverpool Public Library, they were on last week.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. All about crime mapping. So, I mean, what's crime mapping? So you get to say, hey, we're going to break into George's house this week.
No, listen to last week's show. He explained it.
Hey, okay. I thought it was more like Clue. Like, you know, Mr. Mustard in the library with a candlestick.
There's a policeman that's going to be there, so we can't make fun because,
Jesus,
you know.
It's the fuzz.
Uh-oh. what will he do? Crime mapping using a program called CrimeView. He will do an actual demo of the program and show some sample searches and actual reports with real data. So if you want, you can go down there and see maybe with real data you get to see, you know, what your friends and neighbors are up to.
Sweet.
Members and non-members are to register at www.cnypcug.org/ Reserve. Yeah, Snipehug.org.
He did mention to make sure that you registered. I think they had, what, 91 last month or something, did he say? So they're pretty close. I think there's 100 their capacity. 100,
that's it. So yeah, because we sold the place out.
Yeah, they're very close to capacity.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I think it was half full.
ACM, the Association of Computer Machinery, their meeting is Saturday, February 11th, 2006. Rented lips there. 2006. Well, of course. No, I'm announcing for next year. Okay. Web development using PHP and MySQL. So if you're interested in how to build a website with PHP and MySQL, isn't that what you guys use?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Absolutely.
You can see the geek guys or ask them, or you can go to the seminar on February 11th for the Association of Computer Machineries. Very inexpensive cost is $20 for ACM members, $25 for non-members and walk-ins. What's a non-member? What's the difference between a non-member and a walk-in? It's like,
know.
Are you a member or a non-member?
No, ooh. I'm a walk-in. Yeah. With a walk-in, you get a haircut.
Oh, okay.
Walk-ins are welcome.
There you go. 421-9325 is the number to call. Also, I've got a feature coming up here, something I've been doing kind of across the country, but it will be right here on 1390 WFBL coming up pretty soon, twice a week. You listen to the geek tip of the day. So, yeah. So we'll be talking about, it's a little more broad-based. We talk about more technology and stuff. Well, hold your applause. You haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
But we talk a little bit more about sometimes bits and bytes, but often things about like high-definition TV and things like that. Whose cell phone is that just went off? Did you hear that?
Focus, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stay with us, Mike.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm losing everybody here.
You may not become unfocused unless we are the cause. So,
I see. Okay.
Pay attention.
Okay. So those are our announcements for this week. Anyway, moving on. Let's do the Geek of the Week software pick. What are you going to talk about? Your Razer phone or?
No, I was checking to see if it was
the one you paid $500 for, and now they cost what, like 99
no,
cents?
No, I didn't pay that much for it.
I believe the cost was $150 yesterday.
Yeah.
Was it really? Oh, you just got one too?
Yep.
Mine was some sort of package deal with Singular when I switched from. I think I was with Sprint. I went to Singular, and it was a package deal because.
And that's how you lost your left pinky, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That was part of the deal.
Yeah. It wasn't that expensive because it was in part of the plan. So, you know,
so you like the Razer phones?
Love it.
All right. So I
like it very much. It doesn't have a lot of memory to it. It's only 5.
Neither do you. So.
Neither do I.
I can't even remember last week's show.
So as long as it remembers my phone number for me. I mean, there's a lot of phones out there that are like better MP3 players, better, you know, all around tools. But I just want my phone to be a phone. If I wanted to go to something more drastic, I'd use my PDA as a phone, which I carry around with me too. But this is so small, fits in the pocket. It's made out of aircraft grade aluminum. You cannot beat it up. And I've tried. I'm not nice to my phones, and it's been a good unit. I don't think I'd pay full price for it. For sure.
But $150 is pretty inexpensive.
It's great. Yeah. It's great.
Now, yours is black. Is there any difference between yours
no.
and
yeah,
this?
Yeah, one's black.
There's
and
black
silver.
Or silver, and I think they've got the pink difference. Now.
Yeah. Now, you got that little plastic cover on there. Don't
I like
you take that off?
Yeah, well, that's why my pictures look so funny.
Yeah. You got to take that off.
No, I don't take it off.
You can buy little, like, rubberized covers for them, all different colors.
I'll probably do that.
And all that, but...
Do they have Powerpuff Girls for
they
them?
They had pink, yeah. Love the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, boy.
All right, the
greatest cartoon
of
the 21st century.
What's the Geek of the Week software?
Oh, my laptop
went off. He's going to start singing this stuff. Yeah. Actually, the guy was, here, you want me to take the plastic off for you? I'm like, no, my wife does it. I got to fight her as it is.
What the heck did I come back to this show for?
All right, you ready?
I thought you were supposed to be in Cortland. Geek of the Week software pick. Not that we weren't doing a lot of software earlier. Found a real fun piece of freeware earlier this week called Photo Stacker. The theory behind the software is it picks a directory on your drive that's got a bunch of your photos, vacation photos, whatever.
Okay.
And it's configurable where you can do subfolders or whatever. And then you can make your own desktop with these photos. And instead of just doing one photo at a time or rotating one photo at a time, what it does is it splashes it out across the wallpaper of your desktop like it looks like you have a desktop that you just threw a bunch of, you know, 6x4 photos on.
Just laying all over your
desk.
Just laying all
over the desk. And it just does it at random for you. And you can do custom backgrounds and transparencies and different layouts with, you know, maybe 6 photos or 28 photos and different size and things like that. Again, it's a piece of freeware. It's fun. It's goofy.
Any screensaver tie into that at all? Or?
There is not, but you can export it out. So once you make a background or a wallpaper for
that
your
you
PC, you can export it to a JPEG or bitmap. And then send it to a friend. Like, I made one of a bunch of vacation photos. I took it to Tim and sent him a wallpaper. He was so pleased he hasn't mentioned it in 3 days.
He spent all of Tahoe taking my picture.
Yeah.
Everywhere. It's the most annoying thing I ever saw. The plane, and the little thing that goes up the mountain.
Yeah,
Brokeback Mountain, is that? Or?
No. Yeah, this was drop-off mountain. This was the highest gondola I've ever seen. But, I had a digital camera. I just kept snapping his photo. The first 100...
He loves that new hairdo.
Yeah, the first 100, he kept a smile on his face. After the second 100, he was getting real scowly and ugly. And he's looking at me all the time like, I'm going to kill you. And so after the first 500 or so, I was getting some really good photos of him, at which point I collage those all with Photo Stacker this week.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, and then I sent it to him as a little gift. You know,
I deleted it. I assume it was a file attachment.
He assumed it was a virus.
Listen, it was a Kama Sutra virus.
You get a photo. You get an email from him that says photo collage for you with a file attachment. You delete it.
Yeah, well, yes, I do. Especially because it could have like pictures of B. Arthur in it or something. Who knows?
He's smoking.
421-9325-421-WFBL. Let's do, we got a couple of minutes left here before the break. Let's do the website of the week. Ernie, you need your help with this, Jim, because I don't have my laptop here and you do.
You want it?
So adopt a, well, you can put the site in and then we'll take this. Our website of the week is Adopt a Useless Blob. And it's www.spacefem.com/blobs. spacefem.com/blobs.
That link is already on the technologygeekstacks.com. I got that all set up too. So
oh, do we? Yeah, well, we could have done that.
So people can follow along as we're going.
Well, you didn't type anything in.
Yeah, after the first three times.
So what's the website about, Mike? Let me help you out here.
I have no idea because I haven't looked at it. Our producer put this together.
Nice job. Well, the way
it's
to be prepared.
Good job. Way to go. Well, we've also got. Can you call in, please, Mel?
I got a couple good ones on our website today too. What was that? Customized almonds or walnuts?
Yeah,
you can have like your logos imprinted on the walnuts.
What?
It's actually a real product. Yeah.
Yep.
What was that?
You okay, it's the Mike? Technology geeks.
The enter.
Yeah. Did you do this?
Well, so this is called Adopt a Useless Blob. So what this sounds like as you try and load it up is there's the million-dollar homepage, which started it all, which was a bunch of pixels. And you could buy the pixels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what the price was, $1 a pixel, 10 cents a pixel, I don't know. But you had to buy a lot of pixels for your ad to show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has spawned off into more and more and more of these pixel sites. And the way this is describing, adopt a useless blob in a variety of colors to make your computer kind of different from all those other computers. It almost sounded like, which maybe we should steal that idea before this goes out on the air. Adopt a blob and do little circles instead of squares.
Little circles instead of squares.
And that, but it's too late now. Pixel somebody, it's been stolen 15 times already. Yeah. I know.
The first guy who did the pixel site was a genius. That was brilliant.
Everybody and their mother copied it.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, this looks pretty good. This is a very fast computer, by the way. I'm impressed by the speed.
Thank you.
I don't know.
I tweaked it out myself.
Is this a plasma screen or an oil painting? Because I can't tell the difference because it's moving so fast. That, I mean, look at that.
That's an active passive
matrix.
Did it open twice?
Yeah,
or what is he?
Tabs. We got tabs over here, the thing we talk about on the radio every week that people need.
Tabbed browser.
Yeah, it's confusing. I don't like it.
There, he found it.
This is one of those moments we really need a webcam in here.
Oh, yeah.
Tim and I have absolutely blown Michael's mind.
What he actually did is he went to the, for those who obviously can't see, which is everybody, he went to the technologygeeks.com, he scrolls down, he clicks a link, he doesn't see anything, he clicks the link again, he doesn't see anything. I'm like, it's right there in the tab next to you, loading tab after tab after tab.
I only did it three times. Give me a break.
But granted, my monitor's only like, what? It's an 8.5-inch monitor, and his eyes are getting older.
I'm very sorry.
So now that we've ruined this segment completely, why don't you tell us what it's really about?
Yeah. It's very cool, and I can see, you can see, get nice T-shirts. The opening kind of says it all. See, we've been able to create a cheesy website with some nice person that made cute little graphics of cute little creatures and other things to adopt, right? Well,
okay, so this is like the $1 million pixel, except you're adopting a blob.
Yep, and it's spacefem.com. It's got a nice little Saturn logo, and you can, of course, buy their T-shirt, which let me enlarge that right now so we can see how great it is. There we go. Is that on another tab, too? Oh, man, you can get
Cafe Press.
Look at that. You can get,
Mike is discovering you can get the Maxfon browser, and he's liking it.
You can get T-shirts with pictures of blobs on them.
Yeah, even for your dog, from what I can see here. David Berkowitz must love that. So we got David Berkowitz humor, only here. It's very cool. Very cool. Website, that's enough about that. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll regroup.
I think I did a better job last week.
Much. Yeah. I'm a little out of practice. What can I say?
Well, I mean, a week in Cortland will do that.
Yes, it will.
Stop it.
We'll be back with our last segment of MajorGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks. Give us a call, 421-RESCUE-US, 421-9325, 421-WFBL. When we come back, we will do some predictions for 2006, what you can see in technology. Now that January is over and we've got a clear picture of how the year is shaping up, we can tell you what's going to go on. Don't want to miss that. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks, right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Call the Technology Geeks now at 00111000100.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's binary.
Call them at 421-9325.
With the retail deregulation of electricity over the past several years, it makes sense for your company to purchase their energy from a third-party supplier. If your business does not choose a third-party supplier, the only alternative is to purchase your energy from your local utility under the rates the utility charges. You don't get to negotiate with your local utility to try and get the best price. You pay what they say. New York Energy is your customer-oriented solution to the turmoil in the deregulated energy market. Con Edison Solutions chose New York Energy to manage and deliver their energy in upstate New York. That's right, Con Ed Solutions, the company that provides energy and industry-leading service at the best possible price, can be your energy provider. New York Energy, backed by the financial strength and stability of Con Edison Solutions, can power your company. If you want the best in power for the best value, you need to call New York Energy right now at 866-815-2343, 866-815-2343, or visit them on the web at nyenergy.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions, the right choice to power your business.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone.
To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the Computer Outlet. The Computer Outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The Computer Outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The Computer Outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The Computer Outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the Computer Outlet today.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why ContentWatch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
Zero. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
It's all about the busyness, baby.
It is all about the Pentiums here on MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks, right here on Talk Radio 1390. I'm your host, Mike Grayo. With me, Tim Tibbetts, Jim McMahon. And who do we got here on the phone? We got Harold. Harold from Liverpool. Welcome to The Technology Geeks.
Yeah, hi, guys.
How you doing?
Hey. Good. Listen, I want to ask a question. You were just talking about Snarfer?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, is that it, right at Major Geeks? And what section would that be
in? Should be under our miscellaneous section.
Yeah. Miscellaneous. Yep. Okay, now how does that compare to Browster?
Okay, now Browster's primary job is to work with search engines. So okay. If you go to, for example, Google, if you're using it, you know this. Mm-hmm. You type in whatever it is you want to look for, and you get to preview the page before you go there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all it does. Now let me explain to you the difference. What Snarfer and RSS news readers are going to do is they're going to allow you to basically put in all your favorite web pages and show you what's new on all those pages in one interface. So on the left pane, you could have Major Geeks, Yahoo, your favorite news sites, and it'll have a little icon next to it that says 21, so there's 21 new stories. Now you can look to the right and read the story right inside the program or go to the Yahoo page. And
this
it.
Sets all that up. The Snarfer program sets all that up.
Snarfer, right, they will detect RSS feeds. I mean, you just have to, no, I think you got to put them in for this.
You got to add it in, yeah. But it detects and says there's an RSS feed on this page, and you just add it in, just like you would a web page into your favorites. It's that simple.
It's a standalone program, yeah. So you can actually browse pages with it and stuff, but it's not, it's not a full-featured browser. It's going to show you the page, right. And that's about it, so you can't do, there's some limitations to it. I get occasional Java errors.
If you want more features with something that's more of an Outlook interface, the one I use is called Feed Demon. Feed Demon. Again, that's in the miscellaneous section. Real slick software. It's awesome. You can set up your websites based on categories. So if you got software websites or news websites.
Oh, really?
Cool. It goes out. It monitors those feeds for you, like Major Geeks. And then when you see something you're interested in, you simply click on it. It'll either preview the story for you or you click on it and it'll bring it you right to the Major Geeks homepage. It saves you a lot of time
on
reading.
Yeah, just a great way to keep up with what's new. So if Major Geeks added 5 new stories since the last time you were there, by looking at Snarfer or Feed Demon, it would say next to Major Geeks 5. And then you can either just right-click and mark as read or click on any article you're interested in.
Snarfer and Feed Demon will do that.
Yes, they will.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you this now. RSS feeds, reading programs, there's probably 1,000 of them out there.
Oh, if not, yeah.
Some are free, some are shareware.
What does RSS stand for?
Real simple syndication. I believe
they're making that up.
That's going to be on Jeopardy next week. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Yeah, pretty basically, sure.
Basically, what most current websites do is they
I'll take RSS for $1,000.
Could I ask you one more question?
Sure. I'm married.
Well, that's okay. We'll let that one go by.
We were doing predictions, and I was like, oh, maybe.
My computer, when I start it up, it locks up, and I discovered the cause, but I don't know. I mean, the reason, but I don't know the cause or
what's broken.
Backwards.
What's the reason?
I don't know. Well, when I pull out the, I have a cordless keyboard and mouse.
Mm-hmm.
When I pull out the connection that goes into the in the back of the computer, there it'll start up. It'll go. It locks up on the floppy disk light.
Mm-hmm.
The floppy disk drive.
When you pull your keyboard out, it locks
up
the floppy?
Pull that connection out. No, that connects the keyboard and the mouse to the computer. If I pull that out, then it'll load up.
Interesting. What operating system?
XP Pro.
Okay. How old's your keyboard?
That's relatively new. It's the gyro. What do you call that thing? Gyroscopic.
Do you have a gyroscopic keyboard? Cool. That would be neat, you know.
I'm hungry. I like one of those Euros.
Yeah, I'd like a gyro and a Euro to go. Do you have another keyboard you can try?
Yeah, I do.
Is it a USB or a PS2?
Oh, it's a PS2.
Yeah. Okay. Try another keyboard on it. It might be that your keyboard's got, like, I don't know, with me it's usually Toast or Pop-Tart.
Yeah, stuck key.
Stuck in there.
Could there be a nut loose behind the keyboard?
No, yeah.
No, nothing. I even bought one of those converters.
Yeah.
So it converts it back. You put the USB into the... into this little gizmo, and then it goes to PS2,
uh-huh.
And that didn't work either.
Yeah, no.
I like the keyboard, but because it's small. But
yeah, swap out the keyboards, reboot the machine, see if if that happens. If not, you can clean out the keyboard. Otherwise, my best guess is what Tim alluded to. It's probably a nut loose on the keyboard.
Behind the keyboard.
No, it's a nut loose on the
keyboard. That was another bad joke.
Yeah, I have three jokes. You've heard two of them today.
That was the auto show.
I stole one. There's always drivers as an issue too, motherboard drivers, especially for USB 2.0.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's very important that your motherboard drivers are up to date.
Yeah,
with USB
2.0. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'll check that too. Okay.
Those are the simple ones to check, and then it gets a little more weird.
I'll just get on the motherboard.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, Earl.
Thank you, sir.
So all long right. for now.
Thanks for calling and making the questions easy.
Okay. Bye.
421-9325. 421-WFBL is the number to call. Let's do a couple quick predictions here. We got a minute or two left here. We'll go to a call and we'll get a. While we're waiting,
I think malware is going to slow down this year.
Yeah, I. Why?
I think with the Vista and the security that's built in, I think the Microsoft anti-spyware. I think even without those, just the word has spread that most people know as soon as they get on their computer. Antivirus, firewall, spyware. It's becoming very common knowledge now.
I think it's going to get worse.
Really?
Yeah, because they're going to turn it into a legitimate product.
Right, that's what I think. I think until the advertisers who are supporting this realize that people will not buy their products,
and
which isn't happening, just the opposite is happening.
Well, that's why software sites like us, and that's the big thing, is you can't get them. So a lot of times you're a lot safer going through a website like MajorGeeks.com. It has a spyware policy.
Yeah.
Now, granted, the majority of sites are doing this now, but that's no guarantee if you can't find it. You know, there's usually an About Us privacy policy, and there's usually information there.
Yeah, make sure they actually verify their downloads themselves. But last year, one of the things that I thought was important was a bunch of groups got together and defined what spyware was, which I thought was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Now the big companies have anti-spyware products, which means big companies have big products. So 180 Solutions is going to try and sue, or this person is going to try and sue.
Right.
And as long as you comply with the theory of what isn't spyware or malware, now you have basically adware, and they won't be able to remove it with their products. Or it'll be harder for them to diagnose it as malware if it doesn't meet a criteria. And adware is profitable. It makes a lot of money. So as long as there's money in it, they're going to keep pushing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. So we're 2-1. It'll go down.
But
2-1, it will go
up. 2-1.
I'd say go away. I just said I think it's going to slow down.
You're usually right, and we're probably wrong.
Absolutely.
So. Hey, Richard in Oswego here.
Yes,
Howie, how are you?
All right. You?
Great.
Got about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. My radio's been breaking up. I've been listening to your show for the hour, but... Your website is, what is your website, your Technology Geeks?
It is thetechnologygeeks.com. You got to remember to put the in front of it. And you can stream the show right from there. Right in the front page is a link to all the different shows. I think they've been putting the show pretty much the same day, right?
Yeah, you should see it either later today, worst case tomorrow morning, right before the Super Bowl. You can listen to us, and of course, then you can compare which is better, us or the Rolling Stones.
And you'll see our new great Super Bowl advertisements.
Yeah. Oh.
Have you defragged your radio this morning?
I'm sorry, could you...
Have you defragged your radio this morning? That could be the problem.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did. Just before you came on. That's why I've been having trouble hearing you for the whole show. But you're taking something out that it shouldn't have.
Good comeback. You tell them.
Thanks a lot, Richard.
Thank you.
Thanks for this week. Come listen to us next week for more craziness and sanity.
You going to be here?
Yes,
no
I actually...
No big shows in Liverpool?
No. And Jim, you're going to do the news, right?
Who?
What? All right, see you later.
They just keep on ripping off their song. We got to install MP3 players. Labels, bitches, and royalty. They've got to download. Then maybe later, we're going to burn a dozen CDs.